section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Brought to you by Arrogant Bastard Ale.
I don't care what they say.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Boys and girls, proceed.
Coming to you live from the Shetland Islands, Scotland, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Molly makes Blake aware of the hurtful things he says, IBWIP News Bulletin, Blake's Ass Formations, Punch It Up, and the Top 10 Yo Mama Jokes with your co-hosts, Ryan, The Voice, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to episode 158. What are you giving me the dirty look for?
I was giving you the nod, like, we're killing it already. We're 10 seconds in, and we're kicking the show's ass.
Oh, okay. The stank eye.
You're listening to IBWIP episode 158. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the show that is wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. I have a good vibe about tonight. Never had so many gay guys at one table. Looking forward to
back
it.
Up.
What now?
Back up. Start again.
Okay. Happy? Joyous?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I suck on things.
I want to give a special shout-out to the guys at Cell Block 72 at the Delaware State Prison. Mm-hmm. They've communicated how much they love the show. And
really?
Yeah.
Good luck at parole time, boys.
All right. Alongside me, we have the recently crowned 2014 Head of Hair Champion, Men's Division, by Car and Driver Magazine, Locks of Love Jason. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you so much. It is... People get real humble when they get awards like that. Not me. I worked for it. You have no idea how much money I've dumped into my hair solutions and my hot oil treatments. I earned that award.
Yeah.
You work hard like that, that's what you get.
Exactly. And across from me, we have ourselves another podcasting virgin on the show tonight. Ready to get your cherry popped. Cherries. And you'll never be the same. Oh, welcome my good friend Ryan to the show. Welcome, buddy.
Hey, thanks. Ow!
I'm excited for him.
People, three-fourths of the world's earbuds just melted into their eardrum.
I went back up.
I clap
inches.
Off mic.
There you go. See?
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
The man who knows what he's doing. Yeah, we call him The Voice, but he's also known as The Birthday Boy.
Hey.
October 4th, the day after this episode comes out. So happy birthday to the one and only Co-op Dustin.
Thanks. Great to be here again.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Welcome back. You did it.
I made it.
You are the man.
You agreed to do it again.
I did.
And I have so many things, like, before the show starts, I have all these notes that I have to take care of. And the first thing I have to take care of is I'm supposed to issue you a formal apology.
You're looking at me.
Jason.
Forgiven. On to the next thing.
Holy cow.
Is that too loud? Sorry.
I don't know.
Hot mic.
I don't know where you're going.
I'm sorry.
I'm up and down with you.
Well, you're forgiven, so let's move on to the next thing.
Well,
check it off your list.
Don't you want to hear why?
I kind of do as a virgin. I want to know what's going on.
Right.
All right, me too, I guess.
Well, the last time we did a show, the last time we did a show creative meeting.
Okay.
I had said that I didn't have any friends, and I said it right in front of you, and Molly said that I hurt your feelings because I said I don't have any friends right in front of you.
I don't have any feelings.
So
does she know that?
Well, yeah, she's aware of that, but she still thinks that it would be appropriate for me to apologize, and she said it was very, very mean of me to say that in front of you. Very hateful.
She always gives you crap about, like, not asking me questions, about, you know, like, delving into my personal life, and sometimes you're like, hey, I'm not asking you stuff, is that right? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
I'm always like, Molly wants to know.
We're cool, right? We don't get bogged down with feelings. Men get shit done because they don't worry about the fluffy stuff.
Exactly. So after this episode, I'm going to ask each of you how you feel.
Oh, okay.
And if we can all be friends.
I'm good enough. Maybe I'm smart enough.
We should be able to hug after.
Doggone it, people like me.
Can we all hold hands through the rest of the episode? I'm going to put it out here.
Under
you guys
the table?
Just put it if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Ryan and I have worked together for like 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask too many personal questions of you, do I?
Kind of, yeah.
I do?
You guys ever hold hands?
No, but he's made a pass or two.
Well, that's just kind of given.
You ever kiss him?
Do you think like guys? Do you like ask your guy friends like when they say, "Oh, I was sick last week." Do you go, "What did you have?" Or what was wrong with you? Or do you just say, "Okay, he was sick,
dude. That sucks,
dude. That sucks." I like that. But she wants to know everything. And like the last time he was over here, she was asking him all these questions. And
oh, she was asking about the profile we created for Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
And she wanted to see it and read through it. And she wasn't happy about that either. You just can't make her happy.
Hey, tell me about it. I got to live trying to daily make her happy. Did your girlfriend ask, like, get mad at you for not asking? Or you, like, do you ask a lot of questions? Do you, like,
dumb? Oh, we talk plenty. Yeah. I probably talk too much. But, you know, when you can only talk.
Right. I guess that's different because it's a long
distance. Yeah.
It's a train ride to get there.
So. Yeah. But, you know, she gets to listen to this voice. So.
Yeah,
count
my blessings. There's worse things, you know.
Yeah, there are worse things. Right? There are worse things.
I was going to name off three or four.
Yeah.
But.
Go ahead. Yeah, there's so many worse things than having to listen to your voice.
Ryan, you and your significant other, do you guys talk? And is it the same way? Is it the same way?
Or do you
do
sign
her?
Language? She's probably the most dude-like girl I've ever dated. She's just kind of there.
Penis.
She may
care.
Not want to hear you say that.
She's a chick with a, no. chick with a dick?
Honey, on the show tonight, I said some sweet stuff about you.
She's just no drama. Just we hang out, drink beer, you know, do whatever.
Play video games?
Play video games.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the type I got.
She have a sister? No, seriously, that's just.
She does have a sister, but she got a kid and lives with her mom and dad. You're probably not interested.
No, keep talking. I like this.
This is going exactly the way I wanted it to. So I'm sorry for saying I didn't have any friends. I consider you a friend. I consider all of you friends.
Yep. Aw.
No, I didn't. Since then, I came into your house and you were upset by work, I think. And then I embraced you.
You embraced me and kissed me.
And I kissed you. And obviously, if I'm kissing people, there's no negative feelings towards you, right?
Okay.
It's all good.
It's like a dog.
I appreciate it.
Forgets and then move on.
Yeah. Like a big, dumb animal.
All right. Well, as long as that's squared away.
All right.
All right. So.
I think if you said you were upset, Blake was going to have a moment in front of us.
A moment?
Yeah. Like a.
I held it in.
No, I'm good. We're good. We'll save that for another time when we're hurting for content.
Speaking of content. We ready for some news?
You're going to be ready for this. It's a little long.
Tonight on IBWIP.
What do you think?
It sounds good, man. I feel like I'm Peter Jennings coming in now.
We're going to build our way up. We have so many new intros tonight.
Oh,
you're
so
gonna,
excited.
You're going to hurt yourself with laughter.
All right.
So as everybody knows, Dustin's going to read some news stories of the day, and we're going to comment on them.
All right. Our first story, SNL newbie scores. New cast member Pete Davidson delivered the premiere's most talked about bit, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Indeed, 20-year-old Davidson got props from Twitter as well as vet Bobby Moynihan and host Chris Pratt, who gestured with praise during the show's close. Dude killed it, MTV wrote, and that's a quote. Dude
killed it.
That doesn't sound like MTV. Are you sure you're reading that right, the voice?
Dude killed it.
That's better.
Kilt it. All right.
He wore a kilt?
Yes, he kilt it. Davidson appeared on MTV2's Guy Code before getting recruited by Lorne Michaels for SNL. The off-color bit didn't sit well across the board. Entertainment Weekly didn't praise the material, but conceded that it was an auspicious beginning for Davidson, who demonstrated that the comedian can capture the audience's attention with ease.
Is he black or white? The guy.
Entertainment Weekly? I'd say white.
The voice is white.
Yes, I'm white. As proud hometown newspaper Staten Island Live pointed out, Davidson is the son of a New York Fire Department responder who died in the 9/11 attacks. Just a little bit of additional info there to bring you all down for a moment.
That's right. We were riding high coming in on that intro.
That's why he got the job on SNL.
I'm sure that's it.
He's white. I just got a confirmation.
I saw the bit, and it brings up an interesting point. The bit was basically, it was his first show. He had just been hired. He's only 20 years old, and it's his first show, and he's talking about how him and his friends in high school would say, hey, would you blow a guy for $1 million? And all his friends were like, no way, man. And he was like, yeah, I would totally do it for like $3,000 because he was poor. And so that maybe raises an interesting question to all of you.
Would I blow someone for how much money?
You tell me how much money.
Okay.
What do you normally charge?
Is he getting paid or is he paying?
No, I'm getting I'm getting paid.
Yeah, you get
to
money
blow somebody
to blow some other
do team. I get money if he blows me instead?
No, it doesn't work like that.
It only if
that's something you guys have to work out later.
You can get money if you blow him, but then you have to give it back if he blows you.
Oh. So,
that's fair trade. Turnabout is fair trade.
Catch 22.
For $1 million cash with no taxes?
No taxes.
How long do I have
to
do
I don't
it
think
for?
I don't think there's a box on most tax forms for like, you know.
How long do I have to do it for?
Fill your I-9 for BJ's.
Yeah, on the DL blowjob.
How long do you have to do it? Until completion. Until the man that you're blowing.
I can use my hand and mouth, right?
I prefer
most
that.
Most people prefer that.
$1 million, I'd do it.
Yeah, but any lower than a million?
No.
No?
You have to
so 999,999, no. But
you have to take out an ad in New York Times saying that you did it.
Oh, no.
That wasn't part of the bit, but I do like that in there.
A little plus one
I would
there.
Do it.
You're the
no questions asked. I am what?
You're the poorest man at the table. Of course you'd do it. Dustin?
Whatever's in your pocket, I'll do it.
Act like your girlfriend's not listening.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like $1 million, that'd be kind of...
Worth it.
Yeah. There's probably worse things I could do for $1 million.
Exactly. You know? All right. Ryan? Yes? No. $1 million. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. That'd be a little more tempting.
Yeah. Also, are we talking about like some random hobo that we find in the street? Because that might...
No, the guy's got to have $1 million, so obviously he's
that's
got some
true.
Class.
That's true.
The $1 million hobo.
No, you never know. The $1 million could be coming from some weirdo that wants to see you...
Or you could be blowing Bruce Wayne.
He's a fictional character.
Blowing Batman.
This is a fictional circumstance.
And I love Batman, but I don't love him in that way.
So. I don't have to love him. I just got to blow him and get my $1 million.
All right.
That'd be funny if he was doing the Batman voice. But, oh, that's real good. Where's the trigger? There's not going to be any fireworks.
I'd do it.
All right. So, next story. New invisibility cloak device can hide almost anything.
Ooh. I'd be blowing some guy for $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. Touche. Hats off to scientists at the University of Rochester in New York who have managed to produce a cheap invisibility cloak effect using readily available materials and a lot of clever thinking.
Is this just like a green screen? Is this what's going to happen at the end of this? Is this going to be a green screen?
I sure hope not because my sights are held high. I really have high hopes for this.
Okay.
Yeah, so through a combination of optical lenses, any object that passes behind a certain line of sight can be made to disappear from view. The Rochester cloak, as it's being dubbed, uses a simplified four-lens system that essentially bends light around any objects you put into the middle of the chain. You're able to see the area in the background as normal, but not the item in the foreground. According to its inventors, it can be scaled up using any size of lens, and the team responsible for the setup has used standard off-the-shelf hardware.
So it's lenses. So it's not a green screen. It's a series of... So you have to all you have to do is carry just a bunch of lenses around, and you can disappear.
And there's off-the-shelf hardware, like dildo plungers.
But somebody has... Yeah, exactly. But you have to look... You have to have somebody go, hey, you don't see me, do you? And they're like, yeah, I can see you. You go, where are these lenses?
Is it lenses you wear?
Yeah, like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. You got those big Coke bottles. People have been fascinated with cloaking for a very long time, says John Howell, a professor of physics.
What does John fucking know? What is he ain't no shit.
He's a professor of physics at the university.
I stand corrected.
Okay. It's recently been a really popular thing in science fiction and Harry Potter. I think people are really excited about the prospect of just being invisible.
He's not getting laid. That's what his deal is.
He's going to go wear that invisibility cloak in the showers. All right. From what we know, this is the first cloaking device that provides three-dimensional, continuously multi-directional cloaking, said doctoral student Joseph Choi, one of the team who worked on a with a name like Choi, you can trust him. When speaking to Reuters, I imagine... This could be used to cloak a trailer on the back of a semi-truck so the driver can be seen directly behind him. It can be used for surgery, in the military, in interior design, and art.
Those are all practical uses.
Yeah.
What would you guys use it for?
sucking a guy off and getting my money.
Thank you very much.
As if we would expect any other answer.
Yeah, no, it's exactly. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I'd use it to sneak into concerts all the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
I believe that.
Ryan,
who wouldn't use it to sneak into the high school locker room?
Yes, yes, to see young. You know,
walking a dangerous line there.
Okay, college.
The college. Okay, college.
The girls' dorm room.
We'd have to come up with a schedule though, because if we're going to the college that we would go to is probably near all of us, and I don't want to sneak in there the same time you're in there. So we'd have to.
We
come
might
up with a schedule.
Bump into each other and then right. be like, "Fuck, dude, watch out!"
Then you both have cloaks. I thought you were just like community cloak.
If I bumped into someone, I'd probably have to owe you $1 million. Then so, yeah. I don't have that kind of change.
We could use the same cloak and go in together and just keep it back to back.
Go back to back, just like we're going into war.
Just got to watch those door frames when you're walking out sideways.
Obviously, that's happened to you before.
It was dark.
No comment, yeah.
Going to
Speaking
Bangkok.
From experience.
What makes this system so interesting?
That was a good Bangkok joke. I liked it.
It's simple, it's inexpensive, and capable of working at multiple angles.
It doesn't sound simple at all.
Yeah, well, it's lenses. Science. As long as the object remains inside the series of lenses. Howell and Choi said it cost them $1,000 to get all of the necessary equipment together, but it can be done more cheaply. So why did they spend $1,000 right. then?
Because you know they have those,
trial and error.
They have those grants.
They
have
to burn through that grant money.
Yep, yeah,
$900 of that was weed. A patent is pending for their invention, but the pair have put together instructions on making your own Rochester cloak at home for less than $100. So yeah,
nice.
$900 of that was to their dealer.
Let's make a cloak.
You guys want to do it?
$100, $25 a piece. We're there.
We can do it, and then we'll take turns with it going into local colleges, or Ryan, if you want to go to high schools, that's your business, I suppose.
Ryan's like, hey.
He's dropping shit. You got him rattled.
Tomato, tomato, right? Is that it?
No, there's still one more. I was pausing to take a sip.
Oh, okay.
I have to keep this throat.
It's got
to
keep lubed up.
Yeah, got to keep throat coated with my arrogant bastard ale. All right, restaurant technology isn't replacing humans yet. At Panera Bread, you're getting the option of dealing with a kiosk at the store instead of a cashier.
I want to deal with a kiosk. I'm tired of dealing with people at stores. If this was grind my gears, that's what I would be doing. I cannot stand people at McDonald's. I can't stand people at – I don't go to Panera's. I can't stand people at the movie theater. I can't stand people anymore.
That guy at Co-op's an ass, too.
Yeah.
This guy.
You're like looking around. He's like – You about done?
You gonna buy something?
You gonna buy it or what?
No, I'm really nice.
I was thinking about movie theaters because you used to work at one, so you probably had assholes all the time.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I used to work in a hotel, and it sucks because you do want to deal with a computer sometimes because people are just not nice. I working at a hotel and so deeply in hospitality, I recognize every time someone doesn't say thank you, and it's just like. You know, I know you're not getting the money, but I'm patronizing your business. You're supposed to be polite to me. I'm being polite to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, give me a computer.
Oh, I got stories from the flip side of that
discussion.
Oh, yeah. I've had money thrown at me like I'm nothing. It's like, I'm not a
kiosk.
You're
something.
I have feelings.
You're something.
We think you're something.
Thanks. All right. So visit the local Chili's. You'll see tablets at the booth to help with orders. If you find the Domino's app too reliant on buttons, don't worry. You can start interacting with computerized voice. Nice. Buffalo Wild Wings, which I hear is coming to Pekin in the near future, is installing tabletop tablets for ordering chicken and listening to music. Wendy's, Starbucks, and Chipotle let you pay for and order your fries, coffee, or burritos on smartphones. It goes on and on. High-tech arrives everywhere eventually, and restaurants are incorporating it as quickly as they can. Build variously as a means to improve order accuracy and get customers to buy more food or to maximize staff efficiency. Restaurants are becoming as concerned with databases as they are with dinner specials.
It's too bad, you know. It's just if you train people correctly, then they would still have jobs. But if people are assholes and they screw up the orders, then yeah, computers are going to move in and take over.
Do you know
Come
what?
On, let's be honest. This is because they're trying to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
I think so, too. And, you know... Yes, I understand the service I get sucks because they're not making any money, but I'm fine. Don't raise the minimum wage. Just have a computer do it. I don't care. Fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck the
That's the slogan? You're going to take out a billboard and just fuck it. Fuck them.
Yep, fuck them.
Bring on the computers.
Bring on the computers is right.
Rise of the machines. All right. Ooh. Companies fear falling short on technology will send patrons, particularly millennials, to establishments serving up digital convenience. Competition for the diner's dollar already is a daily worry, and with traffic flat or down for many segments of the industry, they can't take that chance. What ultimately matters is whether that technology is in fact making it better for diners and improving sales, whether it's worth the investment for companies, and not to be forgotten, what it means for employees in an industry the National Restaurant Association says has over 13 million positions. These are unknowns.
You guys have all been to a place where you are dealing with a tablet or a screen or a computer in some manner.
Yeah, it's great when you have two kids and they all want to play different games on it, and you just want your nachos to get dropped off so they'll stop arguing. Yeah, that's tons of fun.
Okay, so you've had negative experiences with it.
Yeah, I hide them.
And Blake, you're looking forward to the day, or you've already had some of that action?
A, I don't have to talk to my children. B, I can order it and not have to talk to somebody that's some stupid person.
Yeah.
That's going to screw my order up. Because now, when my order gets screwed up, I don't have that flesh person to yell at. And Molly will tell you, I'm the worst person to go to dinner with. I'm the worst person to just deal with any kind of customer service. I just don't do
that. And then you wonder why you don't have friends.
I don't wonder. I'm fine with it.
My feelings.
Ryan?
Yes?
You want to order through a computer and a tablet, or do you want an arrogant teenage kid to take your order?
I don't really go places like that. I'd rather just sit down and have them come up and deliver the food.
That's why you're not my
friend. Them and then
have them show up at your doorstep?
Hey, that'd be all right, too.
What, would you like a robot to show up at your doorstep?
That'd be all right. As long as I don't have to go get it.
Like a T-1000 Terminator kind of robot showing up?
Knock, knock, knock. Your pizza has been delivered, mister.
Thank you, robot. Where do I sign?
Right here, and out of his chest.
Do you have to tip a robot? Do they take gratuity?
Okay. On this scenario, would you tip him or not tip him?
And I don't know. Well, like, is he going to, like, come out with a laser gun if he doesn't get a 15% tip?
Let's continue the role play. You know, you sign, right?
Yeah. Thanks, robot.
Oh, no tip, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I don't want to live in that world.
The stoner kid that lives down the street from me is not going to do that.
That's a good way to eliminate crap people, too.
What the hell's a robot going to buy with the money you give him?
Oil.
A heart.
If science fiction has taught us anything, a heart.
All right, was that wrapping up the news?
Yeah, that was the news for this week. Stay classy, Pekin.
All right, little music action. This is Oh Girl by the Hackensaw Boys.
What?
And now you read the mystery tag.
Oh.
It's okay, I did the same thing last time.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him subscribe to IBWIP.
Well, my little girl, she's a pretty young thing. Gonna buy that girl a black diamond ring, all girl. Up over town, all girl. And your daddy seemed like a sensible man. If he knows what's right, I'll let you take my hand, all girl. All girl. And when I come calling round your door, your dad says that you've been gone tonight before. All girl, girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All girl, are you avoiding me? All girl. All girl, are you me?
to sugar your tank and salt your tree, y'all, girl.
Do you have questions for the boys of IBWIP or its plethora? And girls. And girls, I suppose. That's right. Or its plethora of talented guest hosts or interviewees? Drop us a line at blake@IBWIP.com or listen to classic episodes on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, or IBWIP.com. We're also all over social media. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Vine. Hope to hear from you soon.
Small township going down. Small town ship going down, small town ship going down. Some messed up vets got the post-traumatic stress, got the head full of shit. He never forgets, he found a phone filled with dicks. The next boy's friend got a Beretta, a bottle, been set on his fan. You smell the small town ship going down, small town ship going down. Small town ship going down, small town ship going down. Some small town pig feels real big, kicking round his wife and his two little kids. And he said he never let her leave him alive. Last night she got him in a chest. His own 45, he smelled a small town ship going down. Ship going down, small town ship going down. Oh,
cook it up.
Spending love inside a TV screen, a little small town scene. Small town ship going down, small town ship going down. Small town ship going down, small town ship going down.
Oh, can you spell it out there? I know I do. Ship going down, going down. Small town ship going down. You smell the small town ship going down, going down. Small town ship going down. Going down, 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 down. Going down, 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 down. Going down, 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 down.
Alrighty, folks, that was our good friend Hellbound Glory with Small Township. Dustin, before we move along, I would like you to now put a rule with your woman.
Okay.
Lay the authority down, because you have that right, to lay the authority down.
Depends.
She is no longer to put those kind of pictures on the chat room.
Oh, is that so?
It was disgusting. I really wanted to see her mole, and I got something besides that.
She's listening live and sending you dirty pictures?
Right? Yes, she posted a dirty picture on our chat room at IBWIP/chat. So, but, you know, if we're not going to see the real stuff, what's the point? What's the point, right?
Is that the real stuff? We know for sure?
That doesn't look like Dustin's hand.
Oh, man, that picture, it puts me in a bad mood. To be completely honest with you guys, I was in kind of a bad mood before I got here. could use a little pick-me-up. And thankfully, we have a new segment on the show where Blake's going to try to make us feel better with his affirmations, but instead it's called Blake's Assformations.
Okay, so I'm going to read. I'm a positive.
Yay!
Yay!
It's going to be good. I'm a positive person, as you guys all well know. You guys all know me. You've spent time with me, Ryan.
Glowing.
You know I'm a really positive person.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so convincing.
The sincerity is way in the red.
Okay, let me change it. So, guys, you know me. I'm trying to be more positive.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Totally. You
know. Okay, so I'm going to read a couple of my ass formations that I. Have been writing. I'm thinking about putting a book together.
That's a good idea.
Thanks.
We'll see what kind of response we get, but I think it's going to be overwhelming.
Okay. I'll read the first one to you. You can live your life like a donkey in a barn, or you can live your life like a butterfly on the highway. Take it in. Dustin, what do you think I'm saying?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Ryan, I'll read it again. You can live your life like a donkey in a barn, or you can live your life like a butterfly on the highway.
Well, the first part's going to be you can live your life like a jackass.
Yeah. I don't keep my ass in a barn.
Jason, do you want to try, or do you want to wait for another one?
No, I think I got a good handle on this, and I got to tell you, right off the bat, it feels good. What you're saying feels good.
Right. That's why you guys couldn't think, because you guys were feeling so good.
Yeah.
I think Ryan's on the right track. You can live your life sheltered in a barn like an ass, or you can get out there in the world.
Take
risks. You might get hit by a semi. I don't know.
Yeah,
probably. Ryan, you look like a guy who get hit by a semi.
Why'd you look at me when you said his name?
I'm using one of those invisibility cloaks.
The lens bends your line of sight.
Sorry.
That's all right.
But yeah, one of you guys is definitely going to die by the hands of a semi. But at least you're free doing it, Ryan.
Right.
Looking right at you, Ryan.
Okay, number two. You can take the stripper out of the club, but you can't remove the glitter from her breasts. Wow. Ryan? Wow. Soak it all in.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
It's probably true. Glitter is a bitch to get
off.
It's
tough.
Glitter is the herpes of crafts. You're doing crafts, you get glitter on you, you hug somebody, they have the glitter on them too, they hug somebody, next thing you know, everybody in the classroom has glitter on them.
Yeah.
The girls at Hobby Lobby all have crabs.
And there's no cure for glitter.
No. I had a funny stripper story from this morning at work.
You had a stripper at work?
Nice. A former stripper.
You guys hiring?
Yeah, no. No.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. It was my first two customers of the day. And the mother was telling her now at least 18-year-old son about when she was a dancer back in the day. He was wanting to buy a product that had cherries on it. She's like, oh, that was my dancer name. And he's like, I don't need to know this.
How is mom held up?
Not well. Rough living. So, yeah. And he goes, oh, that was before I was born. She's like, no, you were like five.
I dance at your bat mitzvah.
Yeah, I got to witness this kid crumble before me.
Oh, gnarly.
Yeah, that was how my week started. It was kind of funny.
Can I venture a guess into what it means?
Sure.
Once a whore, always a whore?
Good answer.
I feel good about that one.
And you should.
You're kicking ass.
Thanks. Do you guys feel good? I mean, I've done two. How are
glitter,
you?
Glitter, yeah. I mean, glitter makes everything better.
Yeah. And not this picture. Glitter will not help that picture. You can rub one out in record time and beat the clock, or you can use all 10 minutes of the xhamster.com video and finish up like a champ.
You call your dick the clock?
No, you can beat the clock like
hurry. Oh, okay, gotcha. Hurry. I thought that was your nickname for it. Like, yo, baby, it's time. The clock has struck.
Clock is ticking.
Whatever.
All hands on deck.
Dick? All hands on dick?
All hands on dick. Thank you.
Trucker clock. Who wants it?
What does it mean? What does it all mean? What does it all mean?
What does anything mean?
It means, hey, you're going to get a lot more enjoyment if you take your time in life. Take your time in life.
Especially with those tender moments.
Right.
Anticipation, right?
Like your girlfriend, what's her name? I'm sorry.
Michelle.
Michelle should have took her time finding a picture for us to look at.
She was using bad light.
I'm married. Jason's single, and Ryan has a girl that's like a dude. and you give us this. We were trying to live vicariously through Dustin. All right, last one. Okay. Wait, I thought I had more than that. Yes, I have two more. As everybody knows, Jason on the hunt for some strange.
Right.
In a couple episodes, we're going to get an update from him. But I wrote this one specially for you.
Oh.
And I want you to really take this to heart. Dustin, Ryan, they don't really have to pay attention because it's not really relevant. Always looking for the big-breasted slut will keep you from seeing the little-breasted angel.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I'm going down a dark path, and you're thank God you're the shining light that I can walk towards.
It's from years of experience.
Truth be told, I actually do like little tits.
Really?
On the flip side, I was going to say sometimes you can find a large-breasted angel, too. Not all small-breasted women are angels.
He told you not to listen. You're fucking you're up right. his ass formation.
I'm sorry.
This has nothing to do with you. You're in love.
He worked so hard on that.
That one took me an hour.
You were too busy beating your clock.
I couldn't spell angel right.
What does it say, anal?
Yeah.
Angle.
Small-breasted anal.
You can rub one. Oh, I did that one.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah.
All right, last one. There are 280 known species of monkeys on the planet. So don't think you're the only one. This is probably the last time we're doing this
thing. I feel like you're hitting home on all these for me.
Monkeys usually come in a barrel anyway.
Thank you. Yeah. Ryan, what do you think about barrels?
Beer comes in barrels.
Yep. Yep.
Bourbon.
That's right.
Whiskey.
Bitches. Blunts. 40s.
In barrels.
Yeah.
Barrels of
blunts. That's a crazy party.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I just, you know, I'm really trying to live outside of myself. And I just thought that these would help listeners as well as you guys just live outside yourselves.
There's more room on the outside, and you're taking full advantage. God bless you.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do. It's better than that game where I had to pretend to be a mechanic.
Ryan, do you feel more at peace right now?
I feel the same.
Really?
Even after those two coffees and a Mountain Dew?
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
That just keeps me normal.
Well, I guess
otherwise I'd be asleep.
I'll just play my outro music. Sounds a lot like the intro.
It does. Very similar.
I think I pushed the wrong button.
Well, I tell you what. Let's play a game. It's one we've played before.
This is the one where Dustin has to act like a mechanic.
Yeah, but this is the second time
doing it, so like I kind of have an idea what I'm doing now.
You have to be a mechanic the whole time, no matter what we say.
I mean, character.
Even if the very next sentence is something else entirely.
Yeah.
Hey, you need a carburetor.
All right, you want to segue into it, and I'll play the... You guys are going to love this intro music.
It's a little game we call Punch It Up. Yeah, punch it.
Yes. How was that?
That was good.
It was laugh worthy. You spent so much time doing that, and then you said at the end, fuck it, I got an idea. And you know what? It paid off in spades.
Yep.
Yep.
Well done.
I was trying to do my Mick Jagger dance, and then I got interrupted by
punch it.
It worked. This is a game that we play where we look at late night talk show hosts, and we pull their best jokes and their monologues, and each person will have an opportunity to guess a punchline. I'm going to read a setup. You guess a punchline. You get 5 seconds to pump one out. If you don't do it, your turn can be stolen, and ultimately another person can get a point.
Do you need the bell?
I will take the bell, yes. Oh, wow. Ooh, boy, what an honor. All right.
Do you need the megaphone?
Oh.
I'll let you do that.
All right, this is what we're going to do. It's called Punch It Up.
Hit the intro music.
Yeah, punch it. Yeah, punch it.
I could listen to that all night.
It doesn't matter how bad the segment is.
It's saved by that.
It's saved by that. All right, so who's going first?
You'll go first, Blake.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, get ready. Get ready to punch
so
it up.
So you're going to read the setup line, and I'm going to make up my own punchline.
That's right. This first one comes from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And
yeah, all right. Here we go. All right, I laugh at everything I say. Hey, I think I'm funny. Hey, I laugh at everything I say. All right, here we go.
You guys are the greatest. I'm the biggest fan.
Yeah, I love the Red Sox.
He sure does. Okay, setup is Snoop Dogg is investing in a new app that helps people trade stocks more easily. It's the first stock app that...
you can use while high as a kite.
I'll accept that. Punchline is encourages people to both buy and sell high.
Ooh.
Blake, you get 1 point.
That was close.
Actually, I'm going to give you 1.5 points because it was very close. You get 2 points if you get it exactly right, which is very rare, seeing that we've only done this once before. All right. The voice, this one comes from Conan O'Brien's show.
Okay.
The show aptly titled Conan. Mm-hmm. The setup. The NFL has filmed a PSA warning women about breast cancer. That's a good thing. Then they filmed a PSA warning about PSA warning women about
getting punched in the breasts.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Is it really?
No, it's the NFL, which is a topical.
Yeah,
very topical, but that's a good one. So you get 1 point as well.
Ryan's at an advantage here because he's got to hear two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in
a rhythm. You getting in a rhythm here? You know, I'm going to do you one better. You want Letterman, Kimmel, or Seth Meyers?
I don't care.
Okay.
He's like, I got this bitch.
He's like, fuck this game. This one comes from my personal favorite, the Late Show with Dave Letterman. The setup is White House security problems won't happen anymore. They've decided at night it doesn't make any difference what's going on there.
They're going to welcome people who are fence jumpers.
They're locking the front door. I like yours better.
Good job.
Very good. 1 point. All right. Blake?
It's back on me.
Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Hold on just a second.
Punch it! Punch it!
Punch it up! Sorry, I just had to motivate myself.
You need to do like the punch it, Chewy. You need like a Star Wars.
I just want to do that.
Okay. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does have a...
Hey, you know what? There's a reason they've been around for 50 years.
Keith.
One more time. You feel good? You feel good? Yeah, punch it.
Okay.
The new iPhones are out, and some are complaining that their phones are bending. They say if you squeeze the ends hard enough, the phone will bend. And if you hit it with a hammer, the phone will break. Here's an idea.
Stop hitting your wife when she's holding her new iPhone.
35 points.
Yeah!
Like I don't. All right, I only have one more. I'm sorry, Ryan. I know you're probably crushed. You don't get to do it again.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
you could let us both do
it. Yeah, I was going to say. It's a free for all.
Speed. Okay. I'll help you judge. You both do it, and whoever is the better one wins.
Late Night with Seth Meyers says,
"Punch it."
Attorney General Eric Holder said today that he will resign after 5 years in office. When he heard about this, President Obama said,
let me be clear. I'm not real happy about what's happening here.
Hey, well, hold on a second. Hold on. Did President Obama
here?
Wow. What an honor, sir.
That was amazing.
What an honor, sir. Thank you for coming on
the
podcast.
The POTUS is in the house for Punch It Up. Punching it with the POTUS.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only President Barack Obama.
Obama! The punchline is, oh, he's my ride, I gotta go.
You didn't let him, Dustin Tarrant.
It was fine, I can't beat
that. I thought it was who was gonna jump in first.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't understand.
I don't have a Joe Biden impression, so.
All right. Well,
that's pretty good. I you know what? You're all winners.
Aw. The ass formations are wearing off.
That's how that game goes.
Ooh, that was a good game.
Oh, it's me now.
Yeah.
Upcoming releases. Episode 156, Fart Hands, is now available.
Good episode.
Mm-hmm. Episode 157, an interview with W.B. Walker from Old Soul Radio Show, is now available.
All hail.
All hail. It's W.B. Walker.
Episode 158. This episode, inevitably titled The Welch's Grape Juice of Wrath, will be available on October 3rd.
It's a good date.
Mm-hmm. It's the day before your birthday. Dustin's birthday.
It is. Birthday Eve.
Yay.
Episode 159. Our next episode will be available on October 10th.
6 days after my birthday.
Punch it. Punch it.
I feel like we're in a morning zoo. It's my worst nightmare.
I know. I knew when I got this app, I'm like, oh, it'll help me do the show so well. But then it just titillates me.
Showtime is now playtime.
Don't forget, on Tuesday, October 7th, we here at IBWIP invite all of our listeners, nay, the world, to smile for National Smile Day. However, if you live in the Southern Hemisphere, remember to frown so it looks like a smile from up here.
Oh.
Nice.
Nobody else has any comments? No jokes?
No. I have nothing to say.
We're smiling.
He wrote them. He doesn't want to ruin it.
And the entire month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. In observance, the NFL will be inactive until November 1st.
Punch it! Punch it!
Puncher! Puncher! That's not funny.
Also,
Puncher?
Please...
Yeah. Yikes.
Could have played Love in an Elevator, too. Mm.
Ooh. Sorry, don't have that on the board. Not a big Aerosmith fan.
Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend to help support the show.
Normally when we have a new person, we get a couple extra listeners because they know you, they don't know us. Okay? With Brett Conlon, it was a spike like you. It was the Brett bump. I think 1,700,000 people extra.
It was listening. Pretty good.
Dustin had 3 when he was on, so we expect you to have somewhere in the middle of that.
Split? Can you split the difference?
I didn't tell anybody.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. So
okay.
This is a secret show I do.
Secrets.
Secrets.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up. We did 2 new little segments here.
Yeah.
We did Punch It Up.
Yeah.
Which...
I thought it went over.
I think the intro and outro really held it up.
I think so.
But nobody liked my affirmations. And I have affirmations. And I have like 14 more.
I didn't like them. I loved them.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, can we do a quick update? I know we don't have it queued up for Let's Get Personals. Do we have time?
Sure, I don't have it queued up though.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's get personals. I want to get personals.
Let's get into personals.
Jason is looking for some strange.
Ah, thank you for the intro. Okay, I did. I took all the information.
Oh, sorry. I pushed the button again. Sorry. Yeah, so
trigger.
You we helped you out the last couple episodes filling out your profile for Plenty of Fish because you're looking to get laid.
That is correct. And right. I was fairly honest about that in my profile. And I didn't use all the stuff that we had from the episode because it seemed like a surefire way never to have sex.
Right.
So I did church it up a little bit, and I tell you, Locks of Love was already taken as a screen name.
What?
Oh, that's not good.
So I will say this.
Wonder what guy has that name.
Should be this guy. Uh-oh. I will say this, though. I've had some views. I was texting with a girl the other day, and if anyone out there wants to view my profile and chat it up, my profile name is I Own a Bicycle. Which in itself is a lie. I do not own a bicycle, but I Own a Bicycle is my screen name. So if you're on Plenty of Fish and it's a free thing to do, you can get on there, check it out, send me a message if you want. If you live in the area, let's maybe go and get a drink.
So you've been texting a young lady.
I was texting it, but I don't know that one's going to work out.
You were texting it?
You never know, man. Catfishing.
I probably shouldn't do this, but I will say her screen name was Eat Me Long Time. And I felt like she was being pretty honest about what she was there for, too. But the picture was...
Was it like this?
It was not unlike that.
Oh, okay.
So that's a little update. If you want to message me, I've got a lot of views on my profile from people. I think when people get into my profile, they're probably a little turned off about some of the stuff I put in there, which is understandable. But check me out online. Maybe we'll get together and drop me a line.
Okay, awesome.
If I had a profile, I'd call it Plenty of Fish Sticks.
It's pretty erotic.
Yeah.
Dustin,
huh?
First of all, happy birthday.
Thanks.
I hope your 20-something birthday. 33th birthday. It's good.
I'm the double tray.
What's your lady friend buying you?
She just sent a bunch of beer home with her parents for the party.
Oh, so nice.
Got a bunch of Chicago beers that we will be enjoying thanks to that.
And I want to thank you as my friend.
Uh-huh.
I want to thank you for the invite. I don't know if you accidentally pushed my Facebook profile. Or,
I may have. No.
But we'll be out of town.
Yeah, it's cool. At camping.
At a music festival.
Oh, okay.
If it was camping, I would cancel it.
That's all right.
I want to see your fire pit. Did you want me there anyway?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's okay.
Sweetheart.
You could have camped in my backyard anyway.
Mm, nice. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. First time. How do you think it went?
It was all right. It was okay.
Policy.
It was okay for me. You guys were pretty good.
You want to come to next week and do the show? And
I guess I'm going to have to, aren't I?
You don't have to. It'd be weird if you didn't want to. They're extending the invite.
At least lie to us right now, and then you don't have to show up later if you don't want to.
Yes, I'll come the next week.
There okay.
Sweet.
Will he or won't he? Stay tuned.
We have a really good, we have the best intro outro for the next episode, so make sure you tune in. Jason?
Yeah.
Fairly good.
Thanks. That's better than usual.
I think you should have kept texting that girl and asked her to meet you at Taco John's.
It's probably the right place to have met her.
Potato Olays.
She says potato ole.
Eat me a long time.
And thanks to our one listener.
Yep.
Was that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Is that Chloroform Billy?
You're hitting my mic.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
We're crossing
streams.
If
people would push the donate button and give us some money, I could get a bigger table, so we won't have to do that. But it's not going to happen. So thank you to all our listeners. We love it. And stay cool.
All right.
Dustin?
Yeah, let's close it out with a song from Jake Orvis. This is West Wind.
Mr. Tag. It's unnecessary to beat your wives like Rice. Fuck me, I wrote it and I can't even do it right. It's unnecessary to beat your wives like Ray Rice. Just have your wife listen to IBWIP to get your point across.
Settle down. Got another one bedding in the ground. Never would have let you hit the road with a pocket of doubt. It's long, hard road these days. Just a road dog making your way. When I hear that west wind whining, it's calling your name. It was cold, it was dry on that blissless country night. Wind was blowing westbound from Cheyenne. If I knew that I wouldn't cry, I would have said one more goodbye. Raise my glass up to a friend. Please let this settle down. Got another one bedding in the ground. Never would have let you hit the road with a pocket of doubt. It's a long, hard road these days. Just a road dog making your way. When I hear that west wind whining, it's calling your name. You all and I love you, but I'm going home. With that, he packed it in, never to be seen again. A lifetime of lessons came to an end. Please let this settle down. Got another one bedding in the ground. Never would have let you hit the road with a pocket of doubt. It's a long, hard road these days. Just a road dog making your way. When I hear that west wind whining, it's calling your name. Please let this settle down. I got another one bedding in the ground. Never would have let you hit the road with a pocket of doubt. It's a long, hard road these days. You just a road dog making your way. When I hear that west wind whining, it's calling your name.
settle down. Got another one bedding in the ground. Never would have let you hit the road with a pocket of down. It's long, hard road these days. Just a road dog making your way. When I hear that west wind whining, it's calling your name. Please let this settle down. I got another one bedding in the ground. Never would have let you hit the road with a pocket of down. It's long, hard road these days. Just a road dog making your way. Hear that west wind whining, it's calling your name.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.